feel prompted to tell you this. You know, there's a good parenting lesson here. One of the lies that has been promulgated is that you don't need quantity time with your children. You need what? Quality time. Here's the truth. You don't know when the quality time is going to come. When their heart's going to open up, when a situation arises, when they need you, you just don't know. So you can't say, well, on Tuesday from 3 to 4, we're going to have deep, heartfelt conversation. Right? You don't know. So you need to be there a lot. You need to be available and attentive. And then when their little heart opens up, love and serve, encourage, instruct, correct, whatever is needed at the moment. I saw this last night at my house, the latest example. I brushed my teeth, came out. It was bedtime. There's Alexi, 7 years old, super affectionate, love her. We did bike riding with the kids yesterday. She sat on my lap for like 3 hours. We watched a movie, snuggled, held hands, went for a walk, you know, with all the kids. But Alexi was particularly affectionate yesterday. So she was waiting for me because she only goes to bed via piggyback ride. It's the only way she will go to bed, via piggyback ride. So it's not in the Bible, but it's a good idea. So I give her a piggyback ride every night. So she's waiting for me, and I said, okay, honey, you ready for your piggyback ride? And I could just tell in her little face, because she's usually very joyous and joyful, I could just tell something was perhaps bothering her. So I got down on one knee, and I looked her in the eye while she was sitting in a chair, and I said, sweetie pie, is there something wrong that Daddy can help you with? Is there something that Daddy needs to know about? No, I'm fine. I said, honey, it doesn't look like it. Exploded. Just started bawling. Because she had recently gotten a Beanie Baby. The Beanie Baby was apparently very old. She realized that maybe the Beanie Baby was worth a lot of money because we watch shows like Pickers, right? So all my kids are like, oh, we can find old junk and get rich. So now this is kind of their thing. And somebody tells her, oh, that Beanie Baby could be worth a lot of money. And she's thinking, I have hit the Beanie Baby jackpot. But oh no, because she wanted to play with the Beanie Baby, she already took the tag off, which could diminish the value of said Beanie Baby. So she has a 7-year-old economic crisis on her hands, and she's really worried about it. And her little heart in the moment, it's kind of a big deal. I got down on one knee. I said, honey, it's okay. It's okay. Daddy makes money. We're not dependent upon the Beanie Babies for our sustenance and life. If you enjoy the Beanie Baby, that's what the Beanie Baby was for. Only adults would buy and sell and trade Beanie Babies. They're made for children to have fun with. I literally wiped the tears from her eyes, kissed her, snuggled with her, prayed for her, gave her a piggyback ride to bed. You don't know when the quality time is going to surface, so you have to be attentive and aware as much of the time as is possible. Now, say, where do you get that? Look at Jesus. This was not, and now we're going to do the children's discipleship lesson. This Jesus is teaching. There's a big crowd. There's a lot going on. There's nothing in the schedule for the kids. But the kids decide, let's go see Jesus. So Jesus is attentive. He's present, and he makes them a priority. He disrupts his plans. He allows them to, in the providence of God, interrupt his day, and he makes them a priority. There's a great parenting lesson there. The children are a priority. They are a blessing. They are a gift. And that quality time comes sometimes when you don't expect it. And this was one of those quality time moments between the Lord Jesus and children.